We'll check sports right now, and in sports, we'll start off with the NFL. We'll go over the scores yesterday. Of course, in a game played earlier, Cleveland down Denver earlier in the week. The Giants got their second win of the season. They're now 2-5. They downed Carolina 25-3. New England just crushed the Jets 54-13. What's the matter with Kansas City? Tennessee whomped them 27-3. Green Bay over the Washington Football Club 24-10. Atlanta in a wild, exciting game defeated Miami 30-28. Cincinnati, they are for real. They are pretty amazing. They down Baltimore 41-17 in Baltimore. Los Angeles got by Detroit 28-19. Las Vegas downed Philadelphia 33-22. Arizona crushed Houston 31-5. Tampa Bay over Chicago 38-3. We'll come back to that game. San Francisco was defeated in a rain monsoon windstorm by Indianapolis 30-18. All right. Now that's just some of what we talk about. What else happened in the NFL? Well, Tom Brady just continues to show he is the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Never been a quarterback like him. Don't know if we'll ever see it again. So we have to appreciate what we see. As he, in the game yesterday, threw four more touchdown passes. Or three. It might be three. Well, anyway, by having passes like that, he's the first player in NFL history to throw for 600 or more touchdowns. He has 602. The top 10 list looks like this. Tom Brady at 602, and then Drew Brees with 571, Peyton Manning with 539, Brett Favre number 4 with 508, Aaron Rodgers number Brett Favre, number 4 at 508. Aaron Rodgers, number 5 at 427. Philip Rivers, 6 at 421. Dan Marino, 7 at 420. Ben Roethlisberger at 8, 403. Eli Manning in that top 10. He has 366. And Matt Ryan has 359. But over 600 TD passes, 602 is where Tom Brady stands. And, of course, he's got most of this season left, and who knows after that. Just simply, he is the best quarterback ever to suit up in the National Football League. Now, something else about Tom Brady. There was a young fan who was in the stands watching the game, all right? And he had a sign thanking him, Tom Brady, about helping him get through cancer. Tom Brady went up to the stands, gave the young fan a hat, he got a handshake, and the kid just burst out into tears. It was truly an emotional moment, and it just goes to what he can do. He's absolutely, you know, I never was a big Tom Brady fan. I am now. His off-field, classy. His on-field, superb. He's turned me around. Even if you don't like Tom Brady, even if you don't like him, you cannot dispute he is the greatest quarterback ever to play in the NFL. Simple enough. All right, let's go on to baseball. The World Series is going to start up. And in the World Series this year, representing the National League, the Atlanta Braves, and representing the American League, the Houston Astros. Game 1 is coming up on Tuesday It is an 8 o'clock start, which means it'll actually start about 8:15 or 8:20. And Houston is back, I think, in the World Series, what, for the second or third time in 6 years? Atlanta hasn't been there for a while. But it's not the type of series that network administrators probably wanted. Small market, not small market teams, but not large market teams. The Astros and the Braves in the World Series as they wrapped up, of course, their contests over the course of the weekend. Let's switch to the NBA. Yesterday, the Nets were down by the Hornets, 111-95. The Magic over the Knicks, 110-104. The Celtics over the Rockets, 107-97. Any local action today? Yeah, the Celtics take on the Hornets at 7 p.m. The Wizards take on the Nets at 7:30. Those to be the only local teams playing today. Tomorrow, the Knicks take on the 76ers at 7:30. Let us now move over to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Bruins downed the Sharks 4-3. The Islanders over the Golden Knights 2-0. Coming up today, the Rangers will take on the Flames at 7 o'clock. The standings, well, we've got in our division, which is the Metropolitan Division, the Rangers are in first place with 4 wins and 1 loss. The Islanders have a 3-2 record. The Devils have a 3-1 record. So that's the local teams in the National Hockey League where they stand right now. And in the NBA, in the Eastern Conference, the Knicks are in fourth place with a 2-1 record. The Nets are in 10th place with a 1-2 record. And the Celtics are where? The Celtics are 1-2 also on the year. So that is the way early in the season. That is way it looks in the National Football League this morning. And NBA, Major League Baseball, and the National Hockey League. And that is our check on sports here on Robin Hood Radio.